This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This particular conversation we're going to have is brought to you by Taurus USA, protecting your Second Amendment rights. That's Taurus USA. Check them out, taurususa.com. I'm not a big Google fan. I was signing up for something the other day, and they told me that it was optimized for, and it was from a mobile phone company. So it was optimized for Chrome, Google's web browser. And I said, but you sell iPads and iPhones. Why would you optimize one of your websites for one browser when you're selling to everybody there? Of course, they did not have an answer for me. A lot of people use, I mean, my email address, Bill at Lock and Load Radio, is a G Suite email address, Google Suite. So I get where sometimes it's easier to use Google stuff, but are they ever going to learn to drop their stupid pet tricks? Google, do you want to be edited and regulated as an edited platform, responsible for every single thing that goes out of in your content in searches? Do you want to be broken up as an illegal monopoly, the same as AT&T was? Would you like that, Google? Then your punky little left-wing hipster tech geniuses in the bowels of your Silicon Valley bubble better stop spamming the search results of conservatives to include terms such as Nazism as a synonym in between feedings of stray cats. I mean it. But it's not just me saying this. Devin Nunes has his eyes on you now, the House Intelligence Committee Chairman. According to the Washington Examiner, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes said on Sunday, there may be a need for Google to testify after the company's search engine showed results linking Republicans to Nazism. See, I don't care if you think that me being a Republican makes me Nazi. I don't care about that. But, you know, when you're out there and you're provide you become the de facto search engine for a lot of things, you sort of have to be like justice. You have to be blind and you have to be, the blind lady holding the scales. You have to give balance to the world. That's the position you've taken over. If you're not going to do that, if you're not going to be that way, then you simply are a partisan. There is no objectivity left to you. Now, Nunes was talking to Fox News on Sunday, and he, you know, is a Californian Republican, which is just an oddball thing in and of itself. He framed the issue as one in which the tech monopoly should be reined in and called for a new search engine to compete against Google that doesn't censor conservatives. Now, they didn't want net neutrality, right? Or they do want net neutrality, but they didn't want, they want the government to be, you know, keeping everything on an even keel, except that's not what was happening. So that's why net neutrality went away. There was never neutrality in the net. Is it now? Nunez says if they can't, then ultimately we're looking at monopolies. And that brings in a whole other set of circumstances. Are these companies, Facebook, Twitter, Google, Apple, etc., are they monopolies and should they be reined in? Now, Nunez is, you know, quite heady right now. He's just come back from a spectacular exposure of all the bias and political activism shenanigans of this deep state, including the FBI and the intelligence community in the last few months. And now he has a wrapped-up investigation. He has plenty of spare time on his hands, and particularly since it doesn't look as though he faces any serious challenge to his congressional leadership position in the midterms, not now. I mean, we can all hear about if they hope to do something, this has got to happen in California, that's got to happen in California. We can hear all that we want, except California is, they're like the two rats. They're like the two last remaining rats in Skyfall. All they have a taste for now is rat. Nunez has a very solid reputation for getting to the bottom of things. Would Google like for their internal memos among its top executives exposed? I can only imagine what they might say. And we expect that they will be even worse than whatever it is we can imagine given the company's output. Because they and all of their social media cohorts just aren't stopping in their naked censorship of conservatives. They're doing it because they think they are powerful. And they're doing it because they think they can get away with it. Much the same way the FBI's Trump-hating lovebirds thought they were powerful and could get away with anything. Have we heard anything about the end of the shadow banning of Ted Cruz? Have we heard anything about the end of the censorship of Diamond and Silk? Now we have Google pulling the same kind of stunts. There's more than one swamp out there. Silicon Valley is a swamp in and of itself. What a place that would be to hose out and drain and expose. It's the kind of job Devin Nunes specializes in. And now they've drawn his attention onto their juvenile little schemes. And I want to wish them luck on beating them. Listen. The United States, all of you that are in these positions, Facebook, Apple, all these things, you guys don't have to be tyrannical to be at the top of the field. You don't. Now, I know you don't believe that. I know that you think that the narrative should be controlled by you. The information flow should be controlled by you. The search engine optimization should be controlled by you. All information, all opinions. That's the thing, isn't it? We're trying to shape opinion here. All of that should be controlled by Silicon Valley. So, does this mean that Nunez has to go hog wild on them? Here's the problem with the left, though. This is the problem with the left. When they get out there and they don't mind being stifled for a little bit because they're in it for the long term. So if they get out there and somebody, you know, puts the kibosh to their little party, okay, fine. We'll just go dormant for the time being and we'll be back. You know, heed their words. They will be back. When Obama was elected the first time, and when they had, they already had the Senate and the House at that time. When Obama was elected, they believed that this was going to be the shape of things to come. They thought of this the way Hitler thought of the Thousand Year Reich. There was just going to be nothing else but this. This was what the country wanted. One of the worst things that flitted through Obama's mind about himself, and I talked about this the other day, is that maybe he was wrong about that. Maybe that call about this is what the country wanted, EI, EIO, all that other stuff, that was just, that was causing some self-doubt in the narcissist. But it's about controlling. So, you know, Silicon Valley, mainstream media, the Democrats, all one thing. Hollywood, for the most part, all one thing. They want to control the media. The only problem with that is there's not that many Silicon Valley executives. There's not that many actors in Hollywood. There's not that many people in the central news hubs compared to the rest of the nation. We are the majority. And the minority wants to control what you think. But the problem is that we're the majority, and all of what they want, well, that's their problem. We'll be right back This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This conversation is brought to you by... Who is it brought to me by? I forgot. I have my copy for Crossbreed Holsters. protecting your Second Amendment rights. That is them. Crossbreed. Check them out. Crossbreedholsters.com. I should have known that. I should have known that one. Anyway. Here we have a study that was bought. This is an indicator of a study that was purchased with the sole goal of finding needs for gun control. And then it is preached and talked about in the media as if it is gospel, which, you know, it is not gospel. But, you know, never you mind about that one. Coming out of Enid, Oklahoma, their KZLS territory, a recently released study ties the rates of suicide by firearms to the prevalence of gun ownership and ranked Oklahoma fourth in the nation for suicides committed with a gun. This study was conducted by the Violence Policy Center and released May the 30th, analyzed 2016 data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on suicide rates by firearms and gun ownership rates for all 50 states. Question. I thought these guys said the CDC wasn't allowed to study this stuff. Obviously, they have. The Violence Policy Center is a Washington, D.C.-based group that advocates for gun control legislation. They found a correlation between states with strong gun violence prevention laws and a lower rate of gun ownership and lower rates of suicide by firearms, and conversely, higher rates of gun suicide were found in states with lax gun violence prevention laws, as well as a higher rate of gun ownership. Some things are a little self-evident, okay? Now, I very likely am not going to commit suicide by throwing myself in front of a subway, you know, subway car. Because, well, there's no subways around where I live. So the likelihood of me doing this as a means of killing myself is, in fact, very, very remote. Not able to do that. However, if that was the way I was going to go, I have a far better chance of finding a gun than I do of a subway car. Now, you know, one of the things that another thing that these suicide people don't talk about is that suicide... Why is it, you know, two of my favorite singers, Chris Cornell of Soundgarden and Chester Bennington of, he had sort of embarked on a solo career. And I think he was actually singing, was he singing for Velvet Revolver as well? As well as Linkin Park? I don't know. But these two guys, they hung themselves. Chris Cornell hung himself. Kate Spade, the fashion maven, hung herself. Now, why is that a thing? Hanging seems to me just to be one of the most... That seems like the most barbaric of ways for anything to happen to somebody, and yet this is, in Japan, it's the preferred method. Now, according to this article, New Jersey has the lowest gun suicide rate in the nation at 1.97 firearm suicides per 100,000 people, with a gun ownership rate of 17.4%. But here's what I'm doing. I'm letting them have this thing they're trying to put up there, and I'm just going to go with it and act like, okay, this is true. This is fact. This is real. This is everything. So let's say they're right. Well, where there are no guns, there can't be any gun suicides. Now, does that mean that's necessarily a good thing? What is the incidence of suicide where they don't have guns, like in New Jersey, for example? Now, here's something that I find really interesting, is where they're showing the total number of American deaths in gun suicides increased from 22,938 in 2016 to 22,000 from 22,018 in 2015. Interestingly enough, if you look at this, this is all during the time of Obama. And overall, there were 44,965 suicides in the United States in 2016. 123 suicides per day, or about one suicide every 11.7 minutes, according to the VPC report. But a firearm was used in 51% of those deaths. So, in other words, they just made it double. There's nearly as many non-firearm suicides as there are firearm suicides. I want to know what that proves. Now, I a lot of people say, well, you know, Bill, it's not really true that it's not really true that if people can't commit suicide one way, they're going to commit it another way. I have found that not to be true. I have found that I've known one person that got out there and he was bound and determined he was going to kill himself. And then he did it. He did do it. And that's a problem. Now, getting out there and playing this game about one kind of suicide, and this is the thing. This is what they do. Death is bad. It doesn't matter how it comes. Tell me how a person has closure, better closure, more peaceful closure, if you lose a child to an illness, to a car accident, drowning, or being shot. Is there any one of those that is worse or better than the other? Haven't you lost the child anyway? Isn't that the issue, that your baby is gone? Where do you find the closure when you lose that child? Is there actually closure? You know, if you lose a child to murder, then absolutely justice should be sought. But is there closure from the justice? When the justice is rendered, is there closure for these people? And I would have to imagine no. No. I can't imagine that there is closure in these things. I have to almost believe that there is simply no way to achieve that throughout your life. So, if somebody wants to pay for it, you can get some of the best anti-gun studies out there money can buy. Remember that part of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
As the polls close in eight states where election primaries are being held today, no one faces a bigger challenge than John Cox. He's a California Republican who's running for governor.
We need to get back to reality. The Democrats have made this the highest tax state in the country, and Gavin Newsom has made a promise to the people of California. He's going to double the state income tax, he's going to raise property taxes, and he's going to defend the gas tax which has pushed the price of gasoline over $4 a gallon, way more than our neighboring states. I think the people of this state have had enough, and that's why they're going to elect me in November.
If Cox does make it through the primary, he would face Gavin Newsom. We're also hearing tonight that Kelly Sadler, the White House aide who made a controversial statement about Senator John McCain, is no longer with the administration. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This discussion is brought to you by Rock River Arms, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. One time, Michael Bloomberg did something that actually lowered gun violence in an area. He invested in some part of New Orleans. He invested a lot of money and created some jobs in New Orleans, and crime went down. See, whenever there's economic opportunity, that will lead to the crime going down. Now, crime has been going up in the last couple of years. There's been a lot of reasons for this. A lot of these absolute crazed municipalities where the Democrats have run for a long time, it's getting worse and worse and worse in those places and everything else. But in the meantime, we have this. Now, some of you are, and this is really a matter of opinion, some of you are going to go with me on this, and some of them are going to go against me. Some of you are still wondering, when is America going to get great again, based upon the promise, right? But the economy that Trump is currently presiding over is undeniably on the upswing, and several of his key policies playing essential roles in this comeback. The latest piece of data that fortifies our renewed economic vigor is a surge in international competitiveness. as measured by a closely watched annual ranking from a Switzerland-based think tank. So following tax reform's burst of hiring and growth, the United States has leapfrogged back into the top slot. We overtook Hong Kong to retake first place among the world's most competitive economies, thanks to faster economic growth and a supportive atmosphere for scientific and technological innovation. According to the annual rankings by the Switzerland-based IMD World Competitiveness Center, the U.S., which reclaimed the number one spot for the first time since 2015, scored especially well in the international investment, domestic economy, and scientific infrastructure subcategory, while earning below average marks in public finance and prices. The renewed top ranking aligns with the positive U.S. growth narrative over the past year, and growth averaged 2.9% in the four quarters through March, plus versus 2% in the prior period. Meanwhile, in addition to a fabulous May jobs report, which featured the lowest black unemployment rate ever recorded, U.S. consumer confidence spiked to a 17-year high last month, leading to a surge in consumer spending. Americans' spending gathered further momentum in April as incomes continued to rise, a sign consumers could drive stronger economic growth in the second quarter. Personal consumption expenditures, a measure of household spending on everything from healthcare to magazines, increased a seasonally adjusted 0.6% in April from the prior month, the Commerce Department said Thursday. That was the largest increase in 5 months and above the 0.4% rise the economists expected. That's not really heard of that often, where the economists get out there and say it exceeded our expectations. The good news doesn't stop there. On Trump's 500th day in office, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell delivered a floor speech highlighting that more than 1 million American jobs have been created since the passage of tax reform. Right now, the available jobs out here in the United States today exceed the unemployed by 372,000 positions. A number of Americans who say they're optimistic about finding a good job, that particular number has jumped by 25 percentage points. And small business owners report in record numbers that they are optimistic about prospects of hiring new employees. But as impressive as some of these statistics may be, I think it's important to keep in mind that these stories are, at the end of the day, human stories. More than 1 million new jobs have been created just since the tax reform passed last December. That's not something abstract. That's a real number. It's not a stat. They are American men and women who have chances to support their families and build their lives that they simply did not have under the policies of the previous administration. So, 1 million new jobs and counting, a sizable portion of which the CBO attributes directly to the GOP tax law, which every single Democrat in Congress opposed, making false, apocalyptic predictions to justify their hysterical knee-jerk resistance. Like Hillary Clinton, they're being proven wrong by actual results, and they're responding with a repeal tantrum. Repealing the tax cuts for middle-class families. All income groups received a tax cut would reduce incomes and hamper economic consequences. And repealing the business tax cuts, which restored American competitiveness, would claw back crucial progress in job creation and wage growth. So it's not hard to tell what the robust economic news is now a source of alarm to the election-minded Democrats. Just like Cox was talking about just now. Some of these socialist utopian ideals they want out there, that doesn't mean anything to somebody that can afford to live and begin to prosper. The other day, Nancy Pelosi put out the on Twitter, the hashtag jobs report shows that strong employment numbers mean little to the families hit with soaring new costs under the Republicans' watch. But here's the truth of the matter. Here's the truth of the matter. This is bad for the blue wave. This is really bad for the blue wave. And this is good for America. This is good for the reduction in crime in America. We should champion and rejoice about everything that happens where crime goes down. if we can make things go, if we can keep as many people from being killed in gang violence, we should be happy about that. Instead, we've got people like, I don't know, like Pelosi out there talking all this nonsense about, you know, it's crumbs, it doesn't really mean anything. I know the cost of gas has gone up, but it doesn't slow me down. Does it slow you down? I mean, I would like for it to be back around $1. Around here, it got around, it was well under $2. But around here, it's right around $2.50 right now. So, you know, for all of you out there that think that I live in a podunk area, it may be, but my gas is cheaper than yours. So, we'll see. The strong jobs report stifles this idea of a blue wave, and it worries the Democrats, and it raises the hopes of the GOP. And the GOP is claiming that the economy is humming right now under President Trump, and they're right. We just added 223,000 jobs in May, a bigger-than-expected number that was coupled with news that unemployment has fallen to 3.8%. This, Democrats, they got to pick up a bunch of seats. I mean, between 30 and 50. They need to pick up 23 seats to win control of the House and 2 seats to seize the Senate. And they have to get ahead on the economy. And they're not going to do it because they can't. They don't own it. We own it right now. And why should we trust them on this? Why would we? I mean, if we give this economy enough time, crime will begin to go down. Murder will begin to go down. Economic hope is so much better than hope infused in you by certain drugs, or you get my point, right? You get my drift, don't you? We got to keep this up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, the other day, Publix got, you know, got some unwanted attention. Publix, Publix gives money to various organizations and everything, part of a charitable thing. They do that in a large. Sometimes it's a good tax thing to do. One thing I need to tell you. If somebody in some company, some retail operation, ever asks you if you want to do something to give to charity, just remember what you're doing is you're saving. They're going to take the money that you donate to them and bundle that all together as a big block of money and then take the tax break on donating that money. Now, it's all done voluntarily. This is something that's way out there in the open if you didn't know that already. And if you don't mind that happening, well, you know, okay. I don't do it, though. When Publix, when David Hogg fixed his gaze on Publix, Publix said, fine, we'll just stop giving money to everything. And they did. Because Publix's first business is to sell groceries. It's a grocery store. Now, hot on the heels of their latest unconscious bias retraining indoctrination camp for the baristas at Starbucks, Starbucks executive chairman Howard Schultz announced that he's going to step down after 36 years of the company. So, first they were attacked on social media, which that always happens with leftists. Because they're always going to eat themselves. They're always going to eat themselves. They're going to run out of us and sooner or later look at each other. But after they were attacked on social media, they changed their policy. So this means that their policy was in place and that this hubbub that was, you know, drowned up, it was based upon, you know, a little bit of theater. Now they allow anyone, even non-paying visitors, to use the restroom. And the company held a mandatory racial sensitivity seminar at the end of last month for all employees. Now, I'm sure the actual syllabus of that of that seminar that's coming out now where it's primarily anti-cop, where they were primarily talking about police brutality and everything else, and only brought up the alleged racist incident that occurred at the prompting. I guess, does that mean they weren't going to bring it up at all? But that being said, we have that. Now, Schultz hinted in an interview that he may run for the Democratic nomination for president in 2020. Coming from CNBC, in an interview with the New York Times, he acknowledged that he may consider a bid for the White House. I want to be truthful with you without creating more speculative headlines, he said. For some time now, I've been deeply concerned about our country, the growing division at home, and our standing in the world. And he later told CNN's Poppy Harlow in a statement, I intend to think about a range of options, and that could include public service, but I'm a long way from making any decisions about the future. Schultz is 64 years old, which makes him a junior. A junior when it comes to being a Democrat, wanting to run for president. He endorsed Hillary Clinton for president in 2016. He said on the other side, he told Harlow that September, I think we've seen such vitriolic display of bigotry and hate and divisiveness, there's not the leadership we need for the future of the country. Well, here's the problem with this. You getting out there and saying that is what is happening does not make it so, sir. It does not make it so. For my money, Barack Obama was much more divisive. He was much more racially driven. He was supposed to be the post-racial president. But that was not what he was. He liked the racism. He liked what came of that. He liked the chaos that he created. And for that... You know, for that reason, of course, he has some things happen that, you know, most people would not want to have happen under their, shall we say, under their tenure as president, but that didn't seem to bother him at all either. Now, Schultz has spoken frequently about race, and Starbucks has taken progressive stances on social issues, including gay marriage, immigration, and Trump's travel ban. Last year, they said that they planned to hire 10,000 refugees over 5 years. Well, that's great, but what, you know, what if there's Americans in place where you could hire somebody? Would that be something you would do? They've also been a leader in workers' benefits under Schultz. Since 1988, they've offered health care to all full-time and part-time employees. In March, the company said it reached gender and race pay equity for all U.S. employees. Their stock currently is... It's not been bad over the last year, performing close to the market average, but other factors may be at play that might have worked against Schultz. Now, it could be that his talk of running in 2020 is a face-saving device to cover for a pending management shakeup that almost certainly was going to come because of this snafu that they made about cops. Whatever the reason for his resignation, he can't be serious about running for president while Trump... A businessman was successful in 2016. He ran as a fairly orthodox Republican. There was little that was radical about him. Schultz is a radical, even for Democrats. There's little that is orthodox about him. And in what promises to be a very crowded Democratic field, it's difficult to see him getting much traction in the primaries. Of course, similar things were said about Trump. But the current president had name recognition that was off the charts and had been a national figure for decades. Schultz is virtually unknown. Virtually unknown among most Democrats. And while he's almost as rich as Trump, he would have a hard time attracting much interest when up to 20 other Democrats would be running. So don't expect Starbucks to change its politically correct approach to business, although it may opt to have a lower profile than under Schultz. The thing about some of these businesses, they get as good as they do get because of the ego of the man at the top. because of the chances he's willing to take and all these other things. And in that, when Schultz took it over, he had been involved in it before. Then when he took it over at first, there was 165 stores when he took it, when he assumed complete control over it, and now there's 25,000. So he does know how to run a coffee shop. As far as the rest of this stuff is concerned out there, for me, business, these partisan businessmen are really something new for me. I'm used to a businessman playing both sides. I'm used to them thinking that, you know, I've got to contribute to both sides because I don't know who's going to win. That's what we used to see. And that's what that was the difference between business and partisanship. And now we have partisan businesses. We have businesses based upon an agenda or political correctness or whatever. And that bothers me. That bothers me. Because that means that they're not hiding anymore. And what they expect is nothing less than full compliance from us normal people. Yeah. So the question becomes, will you be compliant? Will you allow them to tell you what you're going to do and what you're going to think and how you're going to execute this and how you're going to do that? Is that part of your DNA? You're going to allow that to happen? For me, that's not something that's going to happen. But we'll keep on going. We'll keep the fight up because they're not going anywhere and we should never go anywhere. It's a very simple thing. There's always going to be the people that want to rule you. They want to be in charge of you. And then there's going to be people like you who are willing just to have the liberty and at the same time leave me alone. That fight will go on forever. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. A design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.